తత్వేనయః చిదచిదీశ్వర తత్స్వభావ భోగాపవర్గ తదుపాయ గతిరుదారః సందర్శయన్ నిరమిమీత పురాణరత్నం తస్మై నమః మునివరాయ పరాశరాయ. దిస్ ఇస్ ఎ బెనడిక్టరీ శ్లోక ఆఫ్ శ్రీ యామునాచార్య ఆఫరింగ్ హిస్ సల్యూటేషన్స్ టు సేజ్ పరాశర. పరాశర, ద సన్ ఆఫ్ శక్తి అండ్ ద గ్రాండ్ సన్ ఆఫ్ వశిష్ఠాచార్య, ఇస్ ది ఆథర్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ విష్ణు పురాణ, ది అన్పారలల్డ్ పురాణ. దేర్ ఆర్ టోటలీ 6 అంశాస్ ఇన్ విష్ణు పురాణ. We have already dealt with the first two, which talk elaborately about the concept of time, the division of this material world, the exact location of where we stay, and all those things related to them. Now, we need to further know about the Vedas, Vedantas, and Itihasa Puranas, the way how Bhagavan chose to propagate all these scriptures to the betterment of human life. Before that, we need to go through an important passage, an important portion in Sri Vishnu Purana. It talks about the philosophy of the Vedanta as explained by Parashara. Parashara says that anashi paramarthascha prajñairabhyavagamyate mukti sadhana bhutatvat paramarthah na sadhana. He explains about mukti, the meaning for liberation. What we call liberation is just not getting released from this samsara when we are out of the cycle of birth and death. That alone is not liberation. For example, for an argument's sake, if I say that I am released from samsara, but I do not reach any other place, I continue traveling, can it be called as mukti? It cannot be. Mukti has two components to it. One is anishta nivritti and the other is ishta prapti. Anishta nivritti is removal of all that displeases you. Ishta prapti is attaining that pleases you. So ishta prapti is pleasure. Anishtam is displeasure. Anishta nivritti is again pleasure. So if we say mukti, then it has two components, anishta nivritti and ishta prapti. If suppose it stops with anishta nivritti alone and does not give us ishta prapti, then the whole thing would be half-baked. We can't enjoy that at all. So getting released from this samsara is anishta nivritti. Reaching the eternal abode of Sriman Narayana, which is Sri Vaikuntham, is ishta prapti. So we need to attain both anishta nivritti and ishta prapti. Just by releasing from this samsara, an Atman cannot enjoy at all. It needs spiritual union with Sriman Narayana. What do we do when we are here? And what will we do when we are there? What is our responsibility in this material world? And what are our duties when we reach the eternal world? When we are here and when we are there, the purpose is the same. We need to serve humanity when we are here. We need to serve our Lord and all His devotees who are in need when we are here. When we reach there too, we continue to do the same, but permanently. Whatever we do here, whatever we enjoy here, is not permanent, but temporary. It alternates between sukham and dukkham. Whereas once we are released from this, it is permanent bliss for all of us. So both ishta prapti and inishta nivritti are sought after by every human being. Parashara explains about that mukti, the way to reach that mukti, and what is that mukti all about. I'll read through the shloka. ధ్యానం నైవాత్మనో భూప మతస్తవ పరమార్థ శబ్దితం భేదకారీ పరేభ్యస్తు పరమార్థోన భేదవాన్ పరమాత్మనాత్మనయోర్యోగః పరమార్థ ఇతిష్యతే. దర్ ఇస్ అ స్కూల్ ఆఫ్ థాట్ దట్ వెన్ వి రీచ్ శ్రీవైకుంఠం వి బికమ్ వన్ విత్ పరమాత్మ. పరమాత్మ ఆత్మనయోగో యోగః, వి బోత్ బికమ్ వన్ విత్ పరమాత్మ. మిథ్యైతత్, బట్ ఐ డోంట్ బిలీవ్ ఇన్ ఇట్, సేస్ పరాశర ఋషి. As the Vedas do not accept that theory, the Vedas are categorical that this Jivatma never becomes one with Paramatma. Atma is entirely different from Paramatma, and this is the basis of the difference between Vishishtadvaita and Advaita. Advaita says that Paramatma and the Jivatma are one and the same. They are not different. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha, Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, జీవో బ్రహ్మైవ నాపరః ఇది వేదాంత డిండిమః. నౌ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ద శ్లోక ఆఫ్ పరాశర విచ్ ఇస్ సో క్లియర్ అబౌట్ విశిష్టాద్వైత సిద్ధాంత. దట్ ఈస్ ద రీజన్ వై మెనీ మెనీ ఆథర్స్ రెఫర్ టు విష్ణు పురాణ యాజ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ వెరీ వెరీ ఆథెంటికేటెడ్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ అద్వైత మతాచార్య శంకర ఆల్సో సేస్ దట్ ఇఫ్ అట్ ఆల్ ఎనీవన్ టు రెఫర్ టు ఎనీ టెక్స్ట్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి విష్ణు పురాణ అండ్ భాగవత పురాణ. And he referred to most from Vishnu Purana only. Ramanuja's most pet subject, if you call so, is Sri Vishnu Purana only. The reason is, Parashara is quite clear on all his concepts, on his philosophies. He says that, Paramatmani Atmanayor Yogaha, Paramartha Itishyate. People are of the opinion that when we reach Sri Vaikuntham or so-called Mukti, then the Paramatma and Jivatma become one and the same. What has Advaitam preached to us? Advaitam is also known as Mayavadam because it spells that this entire universe and all the Atmans are Maya. It's all illusionary. Nothing is true. Whereas Ramanuja opined that everything is true. Whether it is you, me, this universe, or Achita, Chitta, Paramatma, everybody is true. We are all here as true, real entities. We reach a true Sri Vaikuntham. Our enjoyment with Paramatma is also true. Paramatma has many attributes to him. He has a divine form. He has lot of properties. This Leela Vibhuti and Nitya Vibhuti, we cannot brush away all this to be illusionary. So in Advaitam, Paramatma and Jivatma are one and the same. There is only one Atma, no second Atma. But we are many people seated around this hall. Are we all not multiplied? Are we all many, not many in number? We are. Whereas, what Shankaracharya says is, there is only one Atma. That Atma is covered by Ajnana. So, he visualizes many, which is not truth. When I go to moon, I look at him. I see the reflection of moon in a pond. I note down, it's moon number one. Then, I take a mirror and show it before moon. The moon reflects there too. Moon number two. Then I take a big sword. I show and reflect before moon. I see the reflection of moon there too. Can I say it's moon number three? Everything is one moon. But it gets reflected into many. And that's why we believe them to be many. They are not many. It's only one. Atma and Paramatma are one and the same. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. He said that this is the Ghosha. This is the proclamation of Vedanta. Iti Vedanta Dindima. Then, how does one reach Mukti? Shankara also talks about Mukti. Madhva also explains. Ramanuja also elaborates. All of them talk about Mukti. But the way they have interpreted differs. Shankara feels that there is no separate place called Vaikuntham. There is. But that's not the ultimate bliss. The ultimate bliss is by realizing that I am Brahman myself. Aham Brahmasmi. The moment I realize that I am Brahman and all that I see as different is illusionary, that is Mukti. It's called Jivan Mukti. You can be here but yet be liberated. Once you are liberated, you won't see all these differences. Neha Nanasti Kinchana. There are no many here. It's only one and I am the one. This Atma is full of Jnana. Atma never possesses Jnana. As per Advaita, Atma is Jnanamaya, but not Jnana Gunaka. There is a difference between the two. Jnana Mayatvam and Jnana Gunakatvam are different. Jnana Manatvam is Atma himself. Atma itself is full of Jnana. But Jnana Gunakatvam is Atma has Jnana. If I say that Atma has Jnana, then as per Advaitam, that becomes a fallacy. Because there must be one true real entity, which is Atman, and another truth, which is Jnana. Whereas Advaitam is non-dualism. There cannot be second anything true. There can only be one thing that is true. So whether it is Jnana that is true, or Atma that is true, only one can be true. So Jnanam itself is Atma. Atma itself is Jnanam. Atma has no Jnanam. If we say that Atma has Jnanam, then there is one Atman and there is a second Jnanam. Both cannot be true. If both are true, then it won't remain to be Advaitam. It will become Dvaitam. So in Advaitam, Atma itself is Jnana. Jnapti, Santushti, Anubhava is Jnana. And that Jnana is Atman. This Atman realizes that I am not many. I am one. Aham Brahmasmi. That's the same Brahman and it is the same Jivatma. Whereas in Vishishtadvaitam, Ramanuja clarifies that it cannot be so. If I say so, then what will happen to all these people who are seated around here? We are all true. If I say so, then how will I get that knowledge of Abheda? Bheda and Abheda. Bheda talks about difference. Abheda talks about non-difference. I won't say that Abheda talks about unity. I say that Abheda talks about non-difference. When we say Advaitam, it's not monism. It's non-dualism. If I say monism, it's one. But that one believes it to be many. So once I am dispelled of that wrong opinion, then I become an Advaita Jnanacharya. I become the one who has a Aikya Jnana. Aikya Jnana is that Brahman and Atman are one and the same. The moment you realize that is Mukti, you need not reach anywhere. In Advaitam, there is no place that you reach. It's only a realization that is Mukti. You can remain where you are. I again made a wrong statement. I can't say that I can remain where I am because me and a place are not both true. Again, it's only me that is true. It's only one, not the second at all. There is an Advaita Acharya who was preaching. He had 10-15 disciples along with him. The lecture was over. They were going back to their village. They had to cross a dense forest. A tiger chased them. And the Acharya went to the east. All the Shishyas ran towards the west. And after 10 miles, they all gathered together. The Shishya inquired with the Acharya, "You had been preaching me that everything is illusionary. Nothing is true. Then why did you fear about this lion? Why did you run away? Let the tiger chase us. Let the lion chase us. Why should we be worried? It's all false. It's all illusionary." The Acharya gave a quick reply and it was smart. He said that, "You have still not really understood Advaitam. I never said that the only lion or tiger is illusionary. The tiger is illusionary. The tiger chasing us is also illusionary. Me running and you running is also illusionary. You now inquiring with me is also illusionary. So finally everything is illusion. Why should we selectively choose something to be illusion and something to be true? It's not true. Everything is illusion." So as per Advaita Sampradaya, this is true that all Atmans are one and the same. There is no second Atman. Whereas the problem here, as per Ramanujacharya, is now I am telling the interpretation of Vishnu Chittiyam for Vishnu Purana. Vishnu Chitta Engaladvan was an ardent disciple of Swami Ramanuja. He feels that when this Atman reaches Sri Vaikuntham, do they become one and the same? If so, if it's only realization that is Mukti, the Atman is the only true being, nothing else. In which case, this Atman is covered by Ajnana now, he has to realize. If he has to realize, someone has to advise him. Someone has to instruct him. Who will do that? Shankara says, it is the Vedas. Vakya Janya Vakyartha Jnanam. There are certain passages in the Vedas which talk about Abheda, that everything is one and the same. There are not many. There is no pluralism. It's all monism. The Vakyam goes like this. Aitadatmyam Idam Sarvam Tat Satyam Sa Atma Tattvamasi Shvetaketo Yekameva Advitiyam tattvamasi shvetaketo. So by listening to these verses of the Vedanta, I get a realization that I am one, I am Brahman, I am not many. So the question here is that Vedanta true or illusionary? By listening to the Veda only, I need to be enlightened now. If I accept that Vedas are true, then I am illusionary, because there can be only one, that's true. There cannot be the second. If I accept Vedas to be true, then the Shishya is false. Me, I am illusionary. The Vedas will preach to whom? To none. If I accept myself to be true, then the Vedas have to be illusionary. If so, with an illusionary Veda, how can I realize something? The master himself is illusionary. So the Shishya cannot realize anything. So these are some arguments that are put forth between Advaitacharyas and Vishishtadvaitacharyas. Now, let me read through this. Paramatmana atmanayor yogaha paramartha itishyate mithyaitat anya dravyam hi naiti tad dravyatam yataha. When we reach Srivaikuntham, is it aikyam or samyapatti? Aikyam is moksham as per Advaita. Samyapatti is moksham as per Vishishtadvaita. It's samyapatti, but in dvaitam they believe and accept that this Jivatma, even after reaching Mukti, is independent of the Paramatma. He exists, but he is not entirely dependent on the Paramatma. He is independent of Paramatma. Whereas Ramanuja feels that he is totally subservient and dependent on Paramatma. Whereas Shankara feels that he himself is Paramatma. So Jiva and Para are one and the same is Advaita. Jiva and Para are not one and the same. They are different entities, but they are inseparably dependent. Jivatma is inseparably dependent on Paramatma. That's Vishishta Advaitam. I had explained to you earlier. Vishishta is togetherness. Brahman is together Vaschit and Achit. Vishishtayoho Advaitam, Vishishta Advaitam. Vishishtasya Advaitam, Vishishta Advaitam. So Paramatma is together with Jiva and the Achit. Jiva is absolutely dependent on Paramatma. This is the second Vishishta Advaitic concept. The third one, Dvaitam, is they coexist. They are different. They are totally different. And this Jiva is independent of Paramatma. So I have just shown you only the tip of the iceberg. I have not dealt about these three sampradaya in detail. Now let me go about this argument. Paramatmana atmanayor yogaha paramartha itishyate. When Advaitins feel that as we reach Srivaikuntham, we become one and the same with Paramatma, we unite, and there is no second scene. Is this argument valid first of all? Advaita gives an example. Take a pail of water. I have a liter of water in this pail. I have another liter of water in this vessel. Add both, blend both. Will it not be the same water? Can I identify the both waters? Both will become one and the same. Yes. But the counter argument is, then in that vessel, will there be 2 liters of water or 1 liter of water? When both are mixed, it will be the same water. I can't identify. But the quantity increases. It's not the same 1 liter of water. It becomes 2 liters of water. Similarly, when this Atma unites with Paramatma, if for argument's sake we say that both become one and the same and not distinguishable, then will they remain as one or become two? Brahman cannot become two. Brahman has to remain as one. Brahman cannot increase in quantity. We have dealt with that. Avikaraya Shuddhaya Nityaya Paramatmane Sadaika Rupa Rupaya Vishnave Sarvajishnave. Brahman is always Avikaram. So it cannot change. It's not subject to change. 1 liter Brahman cannot become 2 liters. So that argument is not valid. Instead, let us change the argument. If you mix some salt to water, earlier what I told was appile appai cherthal. Appu is water. Appu is water. Appu plus appu is again water. Now we talk about appile uppai cherthal. Uppu is salt. You mix salt in water, it dissolves in water. So there is no increase in quantity. It remains the same. Similarly, why don't we think that this Atman goes and dissolves in Paramatman? When we reach Srivaikuntham, if you assume that the Atman dissolves in Paramatman like salt in water, what's wrong? There's no increase in quality. Ramanuja counter-argued, yes, I agree. The quantity is never increases. But the water was pure earlier and now it has turned salty. The quality differs. Can Brahman's quality change? It's not subject to change again. Neither the quantity nor the quality of Brahman can change. Then how can this Atma become one and the same with Paramatma? So unity is not moksham, but it is samyapatti that is moksham. It's equanimity, not unity. I don't become one and the same with Paramatma, but I get equated with Paramatma in many, many aspects. And those aspects are, I become apahata papma, vijaraha, vimrutyuhu, vishokaha, vijagitsaha, apipasaha, satyakamaha, satyasankalpaha. In these 8 glorious attributes, I get equated to Brahma. Apahata papma, I am devoid of any, I am untouched. I am unaffected by any papa, apahata papma. Vijaraha, no more old age problem. Vimrutyuhu, I don't die hereafter. Vishokaha, no sorrow, no pain. Vijagitsaha, apipasaha, no hunger, no thirst. These are all something which we enjoy even here, but very temporarily. We enjoy it a little. When we go there, it totally blossoms. We enjoy it in full. I am not thirsty. From the time I drank water to the next time, between that I am not thirsty. I am not hungry at all between my breakfast and lunch. Between my lunch and dinner, I don't feel hungry at all. So we also enjoy these 8 qualities, but very limited. When we reach there, it's unlimited. It's infinite enjoyment. Apahata papma, vijaraha, vimrutyuhu, vishokaha, vijigitsaha, apipasaha, satyakamaha, satyasankalpaha. We get equated to Paramatma in all this. There are many varieties of moksham. Samyabhati moksham, Sayujyam moksham, Salokyam moksham, Samipyam moksham, Sarupyam moksham. Let me not confuse you further. I will explain all these terms now. Sarupyam moksham. We have the same form of Paramatma. When we reach there, we hold his divine discus and conch. We are also Nilamekha Shyamala. Our hairstyle looks like him. We look equal to him. It's Sarupyam moksham. Salokyam, we live in the same loka as he is in the eternal world. Samipyam, we become very intimate, very close to him. Salokyam, Samipyam, Sayujyam, we enjoy his divine attributes along with him. That Sayujyam moksham. Samyapatti, we become equal to him. Equal to him only in those 8 gunas. Equal must not be misinterpreted to be that I am equal to him in everything. Not at all. He still remains the Jagat Karana. He is the only Shriyapati. He is the only Mokshaprada. He is the only Purushottama. He is the only Pundarikanayana. There is no compromise on all these at all. He is the one, the unique, the unparalleled Brahman. But I am equal to him in 8 holy attributes. Apahata Papmatvadi, Ashtakalyana Gunangalile Samyapati. So this is Samyapati Moksham and not Aikyapati Moksham. It's Sayujyam Moksham and not oneness that is Moksham. Ever the Paramatma remains Paramatma. Forever the Jivatma remains Jivatma. But this Jivatma is inseparably dependent on Paramatma. This Jivatma is always subservient to Paramatma. It's dependent and it has to serve Paramatma. Whether it is here or it is there, we serve. We serve here too till our last breath. After going there too, we serve. So Paramatmane Atmanayor Yogaha Paramartha iti shyate mithyaitat annyadravyam hinaiti tadravyatam yataha tasmachreyam chasheshani nrupaitani cha nasamshayaha paramarthastu bhupala sankshepa chruyatam mama. Nammalvar in his Thiruvaimozhi explains this in Tamil. Kudittahil nalluraippu koodamaye koodinal aadal parava uyarakodiyam ayanavadu adu aduve. Alvar says that no one can be more happy than me if we get united. Alvar wants to unite with him. He is so fond of him. He loves him so much that he will be the most happy person if they unite. But unfortunately, Alvar says that is not to be. That cannot happen. Kudittahil nalluraippu. If we both get together, if we become one, nalluraippu is good for me. I too love that. But that's not going to happen. கூடாமையை கூடினால் ஆடல் பரவ உயர்கொடி எம் மாயனாவது அது அதுவே. பரமாத்மா வில் எவர் ரிமைன் அது அதுவே. இது இதுவே. திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா ஹாஸ் எவர் டு பி த சர்வன்ட் ஆஃப் பரமாத்மா. அது அதுவே. இஸ் எவர் த மாஸ்டர். இது இதுவே. ஐ எம் எவர் ஹிஸ் சர்வன்ட். சோ நெவர் த சுவாமி தாச பாவா சேஞ்சஸ். He remains to be the Sheshi. I am always the Sheshabhuta. Eko Vyapi Samashuddha Nirguna Prakrite Paraha Tasyatma Paradeheshu Satopyekamayam Hitat Venurandra Vibhedena Bheda Shajjadi Samgita Abheda Vyapino Vayoho Tathasya Paramatmanaha. There is a beautiful example given by Parashara here. So what we have talked about? Brahman and Atma, both are different. But there is an Advaitam here. It's Vishishta Advaitam. Ramanuja is closer to Advaitam than Dvaitam. We call this as Vishishta Advaitam and not Vishishta Dvaitam. This is Vishishta Advaitam. So accepting Advaitic principles, Ramanuja has embellished it. Accepting a certain portion of that principle, he has enriched it with Vishishta Advaitam. What does it mean? Brahman is also Advitiyam. Atma is also Advitiyam. Now for the next 10 minutes, kindly be attentive. I left you in the first day. Then on I am only touching it now. Because I knew that you may not relish whatever you heard too if I confuse too much. So let me stop here, but I will tell you just one concept. It's very very important and it's interesting. Something called Brahmadvaitam and Jivadvaitam. What does it mean? Brahma is Brahmam is Advitiyam. There is none equal to Brahmam. Na tat samascha abhyadigascha drishyate. There is none equal to you. Where is the question of anybody surpassing you? There is nobody who is equal to you. Bhagavan says that. Na tat samascha, there is none equal to me, Arjuna. Nobody is better than me. All are below me. All are inferior to me. So Bhagavan is Advitiya. He has no parallel to him. Similarly, this Jivatma is also Advitiya. How is that possible? Just now you explained that Atman are many in number. They are innumerable. All are true. There is nothing illusionary about them. Why do you say it's also that it has no Atman has second? Yes, it's true because by our nature we are all the same. Same. It's not same. We are all similar. Becoming the one and the same is different from being similar between all of us. You, me, she, they, it, this and all are similar in our nature. And that nature is Jnanamayatvam, Anandamayatvam, Bhagavat Cheshabhutatvam, Bhagavat Paratantriyam. These are our common qualities. We all enjoy these common qualities here. If I have to call all of you, address all of you with a single addressing word, what can I do? How am I to? If I say, oh men folks here, then women will be angry on me because you are many here. If I call only for women, the men would be angry. If I say, people who are all wearing sari, then there are many other people who wear pants or who wear salwar and many. Those who are bespectacled, many people don't wear spectacles at all. Those who are above 6 feet tall, there may be not be many. So whatever I use, I may not be able to bring all of you under one umbrella. But I need to bring. How can I call? I can call all of you as Bhagavat Cheshabhuta. Then none of you can raise your voice. It has to be true with all here. Not here. With everything and everybody in this universe. So every one of us, we are all Bhagavat Cheshabhuta. In this essential nature, are we all not one? There's no difference at all. This is why I mentioned Jivadvaita. Jivas are also Advitiyas, not in number, but in essential nature. In our nature, we are all the same, but in number, we may be many. Then what differentiates us? What distinguishes us? This body. But for this body, none of us would be distinguishable at all. We will all be serving the Lord. It's only this body that differentiates us. The more you look on your body, that will only lead to differentiation, discrimination. The more you look and think about your Atman, that unites all of us. So he, Parashara, gives an example. Venurandhra vibhedena bheda shajjati samyitaha. Venurandhram is a flute. There are many holes in a flute. Wind passes through the flute. If it passes through a particular hole, it is shajja. It's a swarasthana. If it passes through another hole, rishabha, gandhara, nishadha. So every swarasthanam is determined by the hole by which wind escapes. Is the wind one and the same or different? For shajja, there must be a different variety of wind. For gandhara, there must be some other wind. For nishadha, it must be Canadian wind. For Sammada, for Shajja, it must be Indian wind. For Nishadha, it must be Israeli wind. There's nothing like that. Wind is one. But how does this Swarasthana differ? It differs depending on the hole through which the wind escapes. But wind is one and the same. Similarly, all these Atmans are equal in nature. But they differ based on the body that they have assumed. You have assumed a female body, he has assumed a male body, this has assumed a metal body, this has assumed a cloth body. That differs. But Atman inside are one and the same. In this context, you can mention Jivadvaita. Not because in number, but because in their essential nature, all the Atmans are alike. All the Atmans are similar. I'll give you one more example. Yatha Cholanupaha Samrad Advitiyaha Asya Bhutale a glorious poet. He went to a king and he went and sung about the king. O king, there is none equal to you. There is none second to you. You have nobody second to you. You are one. You are just one. King was very pleased. He donated him $1,000. The poet went away. There was another poet who was envious of this donation. He came and complained to the king. O king, don't you have a wife? Don't you have a son? Don't you have a glorious kingdom? Here is a poet who sung that you have nothing second to you. You have been moved by that. He has fooled you around. Don't you have all these people? Are you going to kill them? The king was very, very angry. He called for that earlier poet. How dare that you made a statement that I am one, I have many more. The poet stood to his statement. He further said, I repeat my statement, O king, that you are one. You are no second. The king was confused. I think there must be something behind this poet. Explain to me what it is. The poet said, I never denied the existence of your queen, of your Rajaputra. They are all very much there. They are all true. But what I meant by my statement was, there is no king or emperor on earth who has such a beautiful queen and a great Rajakumara with such a glorious kingdom, with so much of wealth, you don't have second. You are one. I still tell. But no, I don't deny the existence of anything other than you. But I deny the existence of somebody equal to you. You are the only one. Ni ottardha satyam. Unme. Onna thavara edhuvume poyinu naan sollale. I don't deny the existence of other things. Everything is true. But a person who is along with all this, you are the only one. There is no second to you. So this again Brahmadvaita. Brahmam also is advitiyam. Not because it has nothing second to it. It has everything second to it. But being the master of all these things, it has no equal master. In that it is advitiya. Brahman is unique. Brahman has many things other than him. But along with all those things, Brahman is unique. This is the concept of Vishishtadvaitam. You enter a grama adhikari, a munsi. He entered a village. He wanted to take account of all the paddy bags. Because that had to come as taxes to the Raja. He took account. One house had about 10 bags. The other had about 20 bags. The third person had about 100 bags. All the 100 houses were counted. Finally, this Munsif gave a report to the king. He said, it's all one paddy. The king was confused. He had already budgeted about 1,200 bags from that village. But when he saw that's one grain, one paddy, he called for that Munsif and asked him, it is just one. Have I lost everything from that village? No, O king. There are 1,400 bags. Don't worry about that at all. What I meant was, all these paddy are of the same quality. I never said there are no 1,200 bags. There are 1,400 bags even. There are many millions of grains. But all grains are same. Either Basmati or Nellur or Pacharasi or Kudarawal or whatever you want. All belong to the same category. Ure Nell. Ure nelluna ure nella, ure jati nell. It's the same category. It's the same community. It is the same essential nature. So with this you can understand that all Atmans are equal. Because the jati of all Jivatman is one and the same. Bhagavad Chesha Bhutaha Jivatma. It's only one jati. We say that Chadi Irandoriya Verille. There is no second jati. One jati is human race. No male even, no female even. In Tamil Nadu, you go to any speech by a politician, they will say, Shadi Yadandoriya Verillai, males and females. In our sampradaya, in our philosophy, we would not even agree to that statement. Shadi Ondroriya Verillai, it's only Bhagavad Chesha Bhuta. It's only one jati, there's no second jati. Yes, we agree, there is a second jati, Paramatma. One jati is Jivatma, the second jati is Paramatma. Without, other than this, no other jati exists. Jati exists provided you look at the body. It has nothing, no relevance at all, provided you look at the Atman. So, Paramatmani Atmana Yor Yoga, Paramartha Itishyate Mithaitat. This is one great explanation of Sri Parashara Maharishi. Then on, let us move on to another very, very important passage in the same Dvitiyamsha. He explains that, Yeta Samastam Yadi Hasti, Kinchit Tavyato Nasti Param Tatonyat, Soham Sachatvam Sacha Serva Sacha Metat Atma Swarupam Tyaja Bheda Moham. Don't ever be haunted by Bheda. Everything is Brahmatmaka. Brahmam dwells and resides inside everyone. Then coming to the third amsha, Atitan Anagataniha Yani Manvantarani Vai. Parashara starts elaborating on the Manvantaras. We had earlier taken a commitment. Sargasya, Pratisargasya, Vamshaha, Manvantaranicha. Sarga is creation, Pratisarga is absorption. Vamshaha is Surya Vamsha and Chandra Vamsha. Manvantaranicha. Now it's our turn to talk about the Manvantara. The rule of each Manu. Many Manus passed by. Swayambhuvo Manupurvam, Parasvarochishastatha, Uttamastamasaschaiva, Raivatascha Chakshushastatha, Shadete Manavo Atitan Sampratam Tu Raveshutaha. Swayambhuvamanu, Swarochishamanu, Uttamamanu, Tamasamanu, Raivatamanu, Chakshushamanu. Seven Manus have already ruled. Vaivasvatoyam Yastvetat Saptamam Vartatentaram. Now we are in the Vaivasvata Manvantara. We have already seen this. Vaivasvata Manvantare Ashtavimshati Tame Dvitiyavarardhe Shvetavarahakalpe Vaivasvata Manvantare Kaliyuge Prathamavade Jambodvipe Bharatavarshe. It is further explained with the name of each Manu now. We have already passed six Manus. Now we are in the seventh Manvantara. Vaivasvatoyam Yastvetat Saptamam Vartatentaram. Here, he further says that in each Manvantara, there are many, many Chaturyugas. In each Chaturuga, there are four Yugas. In every Yuga, during the Dwapara Yuga, Vyasacharya incarnates. So now, who is Vyasacharya? What is his contribution to spirituality? Is explained in this Adhyaya. Yetattu Shrotum Icchami Vyastaveda Mahatmana Vedavyasa Swarupena Yathatena Yuge Yuge Ashtavimshati Kritvo Vai Vedo Vyasto Maharishibihi Vaivasatentare Tasmin Dvapareshu Punah Punah. In every Dvapara Yuga, a Vedavyasa incarnates. Vyasa is none other than the Shakti of Sriman Narayana. Vyasa is not an individual. Vyasa is a post. It's a Padavi. Vyasa post. Vyasa is a Padavi. Why is it a post and who chooses this? Now we are in the 28th Vyasa. Parashara's son, Vedavyasa, is the 28th Vedavyasa. He is not by name called as Vedavyasa. He is Krishna Dvaipayana. His name is Krishna Dvaipayana. We tell him as Vedavyasa. Everybody is a Vedavyasa. All the 28 Vedavyasas are Vedavyasas only. They all have their own names. And the name of the 28th Vedavyasa is Krishna Dvaipayana. How come they incarnate only in Dwapara Yuga? What is their contribution? All the Vedas, Rig, Yajus, Sama and Adharvana, they were together without any distinctions. We can't call them as Rig, Yajus, Sama, Adharvana. They were one. During Krita Yuga and Treta Yuga, people were capable enough to go through the Vedas even when they were one. But come Dwapara Yuga, we lost that capacity to read through difficult passages and bifurcate for ourselves. I'll give you an example. Earlier days, if you have seen printed books, you will have long passages running for 2-3 pages. There will be no colon, no semicolon, no full stop, no comma. And they'll all be in small fonts. You have to read and read with a big glass. Today, if you give such a book, nobody will open it even. With all the technological advancements today, we need to introduce small paragraphs. We need to give bigger fonts and subtitles. We need to give attractive titles. And no paragraph must run for more than 20 lines or so. A page must have bigger fonts. A page must not have more than 20 lines. Every close of chapter must have a picture to depict what it all represents. If you do all this, then I may flip through 10 pages. If the book has about 250 pages, I may go through 10 pages and then put it down. I think I've already know what it is in the book. We won't know anything. But the moment we open the book and go through some pages, we are all masters of everything. Immediately we will know. You take this Vishnu Purana book, we'll just see the wrapper. I know what Vishnu Purana says. Why go into all these things and waste time? But in these days, we need to subdivide. Divide and give subheading to make it attractive, make it understandable. But earlier days it was not so. This is the same with Krita Yuga and Treta Yuga. When the Vedas were all together, people could read, they could understand. But in Dwapar Yuga, Bhagavan understood, realized that this is not going to be on anymore. I need to change the pattern. So he makes Veda Vyasa to incarnate and classifies the Vedas. He says this portion is Rig Veda, this is Yajur Veda, this is Samaveda, this is Adharvana Veda, this is Aranyaka, this is Antaryami Brahmana, this is Shaka, this is Samhita, this is Prashna, this is Kanda, this is Panjadi. There are so many classifications in Veda, and with these only we learn today. Hope we learn today. I don't know whether we study or not, but having done all this, he didn't achieve anything. Anyhow, we didn't study. He did all this expecting that we would study the Vedas, but that never happened. But still the contribution of Veda Vyasa remains. So Veda Vyasa's contribution is classification of Vedas. Similarly, there was one Acharya by name Sri Ranganatha Muni, Natha Muni in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. He classified the Tamil Vedas. The Dravida Vedams were all together. They are today called as Nalayara Divya Prabandham, the 4000 devotional hymns. It's a collection. Today it is known as Nalayara Divya Prabandham. You have the first 1000, the second 1000, the third 1000 and the fourth 1000. But earlier it was all not to be. After the day of Natha Manihal only these got classified. Natha Manihal classified them as this is the first, this is the second, this is the third 1000, this is the fourth 1000. This must be recited first, this must be recited second, and this is a decade, this is a centum, this is a dashaka, this is a shataka. All the classifications which we see today was the contribution of Natha Munigal. So Vyasacharyas can be equated to Natha Munigal for Dravida Veda. This Adhyaya explains about that. The first, starting from the first Veda Vyasa till the 28th, Tasmad Asmat Pita Shaktihi Vyasas Tasmad Aham Mune. The 25th Vyasa was my father, Shakti. This shloka is said by Parashara. Parashara's father is Shakti. So Shakti is the 25th Vyasa. Aham Mune, I am the 26th Veda Vyasa. Jatukarno Abhavan Mattaha Krishna Dvaipayana Stataha. Jatukarna was the 27th. And now the 28th is Krishna Dvaipayana. Ashtavimshati Rityete Veda Vyasaha Prakirtitaha. Yeko Vedas Chaturtadhu Taihi Krito Dvaparadishu. Bhavishye Dvapare Chavi Drauni Vyaso Bhavishyati. The 29th is going to be Ashwatthama, the son of Drona. He gives a hint about the coming Vyasas to Dhruva Mekaksharam Brahma Omityeva Vyavasthitam Yad Rupam Vasudevasya Paramatma Swarupinaha Yetad Brahma Trida Bhedam Abhetam Abhita Prabhu Sarva Bhuteshu Abhedosau Bhidyate Bhinna Bhuttivihi. Veda Vyasa started propagating this Vedas through four of his shishyas. Rigveda through Paila. I had distributed the short note to you yesterday. If you have, you can go through that. Vedas, the impersonal, which is apaurusheya. Vedas were not preached by any purusha, by any human being. They are all anadi. They are eternal. So it's impersonal. The source of knowledge is anadi. Bhagavan blesses us with jnana and shastra to perform yoga and get liberated. He blesses us with jnana and the required shastras so that we study the shastras with our jnana, perform something right and get liberated. To perform yoga and get liberated. Vedas have many branches. Vedas were a single lot through the first three yugas. Narayana incarnates as Vyasa, Avesh Avatara, in Dwapara Yuga. In the first Chaturuga, Brahma himself was Vyasa. In the 25th cycle, Shakti was Vyasa. In the 26th, it was Parashara. In the 27th, was Jatukarna. And the 28th, which is the current, is Krishna Dvaipayana, son of Parashara. Vyasa classifies the Vedas for easy understanding into Rig, Yajus, Sama and Atharvana. He propagated them respectively through Paila, Rigveda through Paila, Yajurveda through Vaishampayana, Samaveda through Jaimani, and lastly Atharvana Veda through Sumantu. Paila, Vaishampayana, Jaimani and Sumantu are the four disciples of Vedavyasa through whom Vedavyasa propagated this. He also classified the Itihasas and Puranas, the epics Itihasas and the Puranas, and propagated through a sage called Romaharshana. Romaharshana's son was Suta Pauranika. You might have heard about that name in the beginning adhyayas of Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana. Shaunaka and other saints, they question Suta Pauranika, what is the best means in this Kali Yuga? Suta Pauranika questions, Shaunaka questions, and Suta Pauranika replies. This Suta was the son of Romaharshana. Romaharshana propagated Itihasas and Puranas, learning them from Vedavyasa. There are 14 Vidyasthanas, the four Vedas, and 6 Angas. The four Vedas are Rig, Yajus, Sama and Atharvana. There are 6 Angas to it. Anga are auxiliary texts. They are ancillary, they augment the main source. These Angas are Siksha, Vyakaranam, Chandaha, Niruktam, Jyotisham, Kalpam. Siksha, Vyakaranam, Chandaha, Niruktam, Jyotisham and lastly Kalpam. I'll explain to you what they are. Siksha, it's a study of phonetics. We study phonetics, only then we can know language itself. So it's a study of phonetics. Vyakaranam is a study of grammar, is the science of grammar. Chandaha is prosody or metrics. Yesterday I explained to you about Anuttuk Chandasu, Trittuk Chandasu, Brihati Chandasu, Utnik Chandasu, which all has 8 syllables in a quarter, 10 syllables in a quarter, 12 syllables in a quarter. This is all about metrics, Shastra. And Kalpam, the rules for ceremonial rites, how to perform Shraddham, how to perform Tarpanam, all these are explained in Kalpa. Mimamsa, it's Vedic exegesis. That is, it talks about the methods, the methodologies explained in the Vedas. Mimamsa is Pujya Vishaye Vicharaha. The Vichara, the research and the arguments on a very, very elevated subject, on a glorious subject is Mimamsa. So, Pujya Vishaye Vicharam, Mimamsam. Lastly, Nyaya is science of logical philosophy. It's logic. Nyaya and Tarka are one and the same. It is the science of logic. Then, so, now we have 4 Vedas, 6 Angas, 4 plus 6 add to 10. We have 4 more. They are Dharma Shastra, Purana. They are also named as Dharma Shastras and Puranas. They are also termed as 18, including Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, Gandharva Veda, and Arthashastra. At times they also get included. So all these are explained in detail in this Dharma Shastra, Mimamsa, Nyaya, Vistaraha. Ayurvedam, Dhanurvedam, Arthashastram, Gandharva Vedam. So first the 4 Vedas, then Siksha, Vyakaranam, Jyotisham, Kalpam, etc. Siksha and all the 6 I have already explained to you here. It is Siksha, Vyakaranam, Chandaha, Niruktam, Jyotisham, Kalpam. So 6 plus 4 add to 10. Then we have 4. Mimamsa, Nyaya, Dharma Shastra and Purana. So that makes it to 14. At times they are also told as 18 because Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, Gandharva Veda, which is about music. Gandharva Vedam is music and dance. Gandharva Veda, lastly Arthashastra, all about wealth and accumulating wealth. Adhvaryam yajubhistastam, Rigbhir hotram tathamunihi, Vibheda prathamam vipra, Pailo Rigveda padapam. So thus, Vedavyasa incarnated and propagated the Vedas. With these, we move on to one very, very important episode. It is the conversation between Yama and Kinkara. Yama Kinkara Sambhada. The same appears in Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana in the episode of Ajamila. But this here in Vishnu Purana, it is given under a different context. But the subject is one and the same. Chanting of the holy names of Bhagavan will release you of all material bonds. You need not fear Yamadharma Raja. Thondaradippudi Aalvar in Thirumalai says that Kavalil Pulanai Vaithu Kalidhannai Kadakkappaindu Navalit Tudidarukun Noon Namantamar Thalahal Meethe Moovulahundu Minda Muthalva Nin Namankatta Avalip Pudamahandai Arangaman Aharulane. Now that I have learned to chant your holy names, I no more fear Naraka. I no more fear Yamadharma Raja. I have the capability now to tread and journey on their heads. Now he calls for Yamadharma Raja, bow down, I am going to place my feet on you. How dare he does that? Because he is in the company of Bhagavan's names. You chant his names, they protect you. They not only protect you, they are though so sweet to chant. Anything that protects you may not be sweet. Many things that are sweet may not protect you. Your sweet is good, they are going to distribute now. But if you are in trouble, it's not going to save you at all. Your sword would save you. It's not sweet. You can't consume it. Sword only saves. Sweet is only sweet. Whereas Bhagavan Nama protects and also they are sweet. Bhogyattvam and Rakshakattvam. These two are the qualities of Bhagavan Namas. Bhogyattvam is being sweet, enjoyable. Rakshakattvam is saviorship. It protects us. Thondaradippudi Aalvar says that it protects me from Yamabhaya. And it is so sweet. Many things may protect me from Yamabhaya, but I won't be interested in chanting them. These names are so sweet that I am interested in chanting. At the same time, unknowingly they protect me. They protect me not, I don't know whether because I chant or not. So they are sweet as well as they protect all of us. Pachaima Malepol Meni, Pavadavai Kamala Chankana Chuta, Amara Rere, Ayaradam Kurunde Yenam Ichivai Tavirayan Poi, Indira Lohamadam, Achiva Virunam Vande and Arangamana Harulani, Thondaradippudi Aalvar confesses that I am not willing to compromise the sweetness of chanting your names for Vaikunthanubhava. You bless me with Vaikuntham, I am going to refuse, I am going to deny. I don't want to reach Vaikuntham. Instead, I would prefer to stay back at Srirangam chanting your holy names. Pachaima Malai Pol Meni, Pavalavai, Kamalachenkan, Achuta, Amara Rere, Ayartham Kurunde, Yennum Ichuvai. This is this sweet. Ichuvai Tavira, compromising this sweet chanting of your names. Achuvapiranam Vandain. I would not like to be blessed with Sri Vaikuntham. I don't want. Achuvai Piranam Vandain. Arangaman Aharulane. Kulashekara in Mukundamala says that Shri Vallabheti, Varadeti, Dayapareti, Bhakta Priyeti, Bhavalunthana Povideti, Natheti, Naga Shayaneti, Jagannivasetyalapanam, Pratipadam Kurumam Mukunda. Hey Mukunda, if at all you want to bless me with something, give me this blessing. I need to chant your names every day and night, in the morning and in the night. Shri Vallabha, Varada, Dayapara, Bhakta Priya, Bhavaluntana Kovida, Natha, Nagashayana, Jagannivasa. There are many, many. We questioned to Periyadvar. We said, there are dearth of names. That's why I don't chant. If I had many names, I would have. There are not too many options to chant. So I stopped. Alvar said, Na Vayulunde, Namo Narayana, Vennu, Ovazuraikkum, Urayunde. Do you see, don't you see thousands and thousands of his holy names? There are many. Don't give me that lame excuse. We then added, there are many. Yes, I understood that. But I don't know how to chant with your tongue. How else can you chant? We asked Alvar, where is that tongue? Is it available in a shop? Is it available in a mall? Alvar said, Na Vayulunde, it's in your mouth. Don't go and surf it outside. It is very much with you. So Na Vayulunde, Namo Narayana Vennu Ovasuraikkum Urayunde. All fine, Alvar, but I don't find time. Alvar said, Na Vayulunde, Namo Narayana Vennu Ovasuraikkum Uruthunde, Yethum Puruthunde. You have enough time to gossip. Don't you have time to chant His holy name? Na Vayulunde, Yethum Puruthunde. Then what is that we lack? It is only the Shraddha, the dedication and the devotion. If that is there, everything will fall in line. We don't have that. Alvar says, Andanakkavai Pattini Nade. That day I don't chant, that day is Ekadashi for me. Not any other day. Real Ekadashi is no Ekadashi to me. Because I will chant your name and feel very, very happy. I am not feeling hungry at all as I have chanted your name. But the day I don't chant, that's real Ekadashi for me. I need to fast on that day. So this is the glory of His Divya Namas. You chant then, you need not fear about Naraka. Here is a story about the conversation between Yama Dharmaraja and Yama Kinkara. Yama Kinkara were stopped from performing their duty. They wanted to kill and take away the prana of a wicked soul, but that wicked soul chanted his holy name and his last breath. Immediately Vishnu Dutas came and started arguing with Yama Dutas. We are going to take this person to Vishnupatna, Vishnu Loka, and we are not going to allow him to be taken or punished in Yama Dharmaraja's Naraka Loka. Our friends Yama Dharmaraja's Kinkaras, they were all very, very annoyed. They thought that, why are we being distracted? Why are we stopped from performing a duty? Let us go and inquire with Yama himself. He is our master. He is the master of this entire universe. Who can go against his orders? So they went back shouting. From the entrance, from the gate, they came shouting, "Oh Yama, are you the Lord or not? Are you the master or not? We went to a Vaishnava's griha. He was breathing his last. We wanted to take his prana and bring him to Narakapatna. We were denied entry. We could not go. Please tell us, confirm whether you are the master or not now." Yama Dharmaraja was quite worried by all this noise. He just told them to keep quiet first. "Why do you shout? Come close to me first. I'll go through the same verse. Swapurusham abhivikshya paashahastam. Vadati yamah kila tasya karanamule. Pariharam adhusudhana prapannan. Prabhuraham annyanam na vaishnavanam. O servants of mine, come here. Prabhuraham annyanam na vaishnavanam. Vadati yamah kila tasya karanamule. Swapurusham abhivikshya." Yamadharmaraja glanced kindly on his servants. "Swapurusham abhivikshya paashahastam." They already had that rope. Pasha, the rope in their hands, Pasha Hattam, Vadati Yamakila Tasya Karanamule, "Come close to me. I want to whisper something in your ears." Yamadharmaraja whispered. What was it? He said, "Parihara Madhusudana Prapannan. Henceforth don't go to any disciple of Madhusudana. Don't go to any home where they chant the holy name of Bhagavan. Stay away. Beware. Vadati Yamakila Tasya Karanamule. Parihara Madhusudana Prapannan. I am the Prabhu. It's true. Annanranam. For all other human beings, Navaishnavanam, not to Bhagavad Bandhus, not to Bhagavad Bhaktas. I am the master of all except Bhagavad Bhaktas, as they are my masters. I am not their masters. I am a servant to every Bhakta. I don't go close to a servant at all. Even if I go, I circumambulate, take his holy water and prasada and return with folded arms. So don't go hereafter." Vadati Yamakila Tasya Karanamule. Tirumishyadva just translated. In his Prabandham, he says that Namanam tan thooduvare kuvi chevikku iranjiyum shaduvarai poduvenkalen naan thiruvadi tan naamam marandum purantola maandar. Whoever is devoted to Lord Sriman Narayana, whoever will not take away his eyes from his lotus feet, whoever is just wanting to serve him, to those Yamadharmaraja will not glance at all. Namanam tan thooduvare kuvi chevikku, he called his disciples close to him. Chevik, and he whispered in their ears, "Chevik iranjiyum shaduvarai poduven kadanlam. Don't go to any Vaishnava's house. Even if you go, do some pradakshinam and return. Because they are our masters and we are not their masters. So if you want not to fear Yamadharmaraja and Naraka, the only option available is to chant his holy name." We may wonder, why did Yamadharmaraja whisper? Why not announce it? He could have, if he had a microphone, he should have announced, "Don't go to any Vaishnava's house hereafter." Why didn't he announce? Why should he call them close and whisper? An example is given by Vishnu Chitta in his commentary. He says that, Rajadaran Magaha. This is an advice given by a friend to another friend. My friend, he went wrong. He suddenly started loving the Rajakumari or the Rani Pattamavishi, the queen of that king, the queen of that land. Is it right? It's wrong. He would be beheaded. So I wanted to advise him, Rajadaran Maga, don't love the queen. It's wrong on your part. It's a right advice. Is it not a right advice? But can I put a big platform and call for so many people like this and make an announcement that don't ever love the queen? If I say so, I would be beheaded first. Because the Raja would think that there is something going rounds in this country about the queen. Let me kill them first. Similarly, if this Yamadharmaraja made an announcement, don't go towards a Vaishnava, then Bhagavan will note that. Is there something called going to a Vaishnava's house? Let me kill you first. சோ வததி அமஹ்கில தஸ்ய கரணமூலே பரிஹர மதுசூதன பிரபன்னான் பிரபுரஹம் அன்னநாம்ன வைஷ்ணவானாம். சோ இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் நாட் டு ஃபியர் யம தர்மராஜா, த ஒன்லி வேஸ் டு சாண்ட் அஹமரம் வரார்ச்சிதேன தாத்ரா யமதி லோக ஹிதாஹிதேன யுக்தா கடக மகுட கர்ணிகாதி பேதைஹி கனபம விபேதமிஷ்யதே யதைகம். He then further added, I'll give you the marks of a Vaishnava. You identify these marks and don't go to them at all. The Yamadutas inquired with Yama, what are those marks? Why don't you tell me that? Na chalati nijavarna dharmato yaha samamati ratma suhrut vipaksha pakshe na harati na chahanti kinchid uchchaihi chitamanasam tamavehi Vishnu bhaktam. He is a Vishnu bhakta. Identify a Vishnu bhakta. Not all who go to the temple of a Vishnu are Vishnu bhaktas. But Vishnu bhaktas are internal in their qualities. They internalize and implement all that they have learnt. Na chalati nijavarna dharmato yaha. One who never errs from his varnashrama dharma is a Vishnu bhakta. I belong to a particular varna and a particular ashrama. I need to perform those prescribed duties. Whoever I may be a great noble soul, a bhakta. But if I don't perform my sandhyandana bhima brahmana, I cannot be bhikkhu at all. So don't think that these rituals are just mere eye washes. They are not so. They have to be practiced as they are the directives of Bhagavan. He says that, Shruti smritir mamai vajna, ajna chedi mamadrohi madbhaktopi avaishnavaha. Shruti and smriti are my dictum. Follow them. If not, you are my drohi. Even if you are called a Vaishnava, you are not a bhakta. So Shruti smritir mamai vajna, na chalati nijavarna dharmato yaha, na harati, he never robs, na chahanti, he never offends anyone, na nahanti, kinchi duchchaihi, chitamanasam tamabehi Vishnu bhaktam, hi kanakamapi rahasya mapekshya, buddhyatrinamiva yassamabedi vai parasvam, bhavaticha bhagavantyananya chetaha, purushavaram tamabehi Vishnu bhaktam, kanakamapi rahasya mapekshya, even in rahasya, even if he sees Kanaka, for example, a big piece, a brick of gold is lying here. If you are all there, I will be very, very honest. I won't touch that. If there is nobody around here, only then my honesty is put to test. Kanakam avaveksha rahasyam avaveksha. I was in rahasya, I was in ekant. Nobody was with me. But still, if I just don't care for the brick of gold, I am called as a Vaishnava. Whoever is a Vaishnava, kanakamapi rahasya veksha, buddhyat trinamiva yassamavaiti. He equates that to grass. He adds no more value to it. Because for him, the most valuable is the golden lotus feet of Sriman Narayana. Kite ravinde makaranta nirbhare, Yamunacharya says that, dhanam madiyam tava pata pankajam. Your pair, your lotus feet is my dhanam, nothing else. Vasati hriditasya sadatane, Ammalva says that, கொள்ளன்னு கிளர்ந்தெழுந்த பெரும் செல்வம் நெருப்பாக கொள்ளன்னு தமமூடும் இவ என்ன உலகியற்கை கொள்ளன்னு கிளர்ந்தெழுந்த when money reaches you, when wealth reaches you, it really chases you. It will come to you. The more and more you do not want it, the more and more you get it. But if you get carried away by that wealth, it slowly poisons you. It slowly possesses you. The more you have it, then whatever vairagi you are, you will go by the way your wealth takes you. Kollannu kilarndelunda perum selvam niruppaha. It's like fire. When fire catches, if it's slow, it's a rapid fire. It really catches. So when a person becomes wealthy, he really becomes filthily wealthy. He's so rich. Even if he wants to stop, he cannot, because he's put to a big test now. If he's able to stop and abstain from it, if he is able to detach himself from that wealth, yes, he will escape. If not, he is into it, he is going to drown. So vasati hriditasya sanatane natasmin bhavati puman jagatosya saumya rupah kshitarasam samamatiramya matmanontah kathayati charutataiva salapotah apagatamadamana matsaranam vrajabhadaduradarena manavanam apagatamadamana matsaranam. This same is used by one acharya called Erumbi Appa. He is talking about the glory of Sri Varavara Muni. He says that, apagata madamanaihi antimopaya nishtaihi adhigata paramarthaihi arthakamanapekshaihi adhigata paramarthair arthakamanapekshaihi apagata madamanaihi. Madam, mana. Madam is feeling very, very lofty. Manam is disrespecting everyone. Apagata madamanaihi. If you are affected by madam and manam, that's the end of it. Apagata madamanaihi. You must detach yourself from madam and manam. We write a letter. Visheshna panchaka vishishtaray. Have you seen any Shivaishnava letter? It goes like this. Srimad Vedamarga Pratishthapanacharya Ubhe Vedantacharya Rai Shanta Samadama Dhyananta Kalyana Guna Paripurna Rai Asmat Prapta Prapaga Bhutarai Elundurali Irukkum Swaminudaya Thenai Malathan Thiruvadi Thamaragalukku Adiyen Thaalum Thadathaiyum Koopi Dandanittu Seiyum Vinnappam Ubhaya Kushalopari Kshemam. Half page is over. Matter is yet to begin. I have not started to write anything, but the half page is over. Many people have printed this now. They are looking at the length of this passage. They didn't want to write, so they have printed it. It is enough that you fill up the name of the recipient. Srimad Vyargama Tirthavana Acharya Ubhe Vedanta Chadai Krita Swami Engar or Ramaswami Engar or Govinda Swami Engar, whatever it may be. So in dotted lines, I just fill up. I need to write all these qualifications. Shanta, Shama, Damadi, Ananta Kalyana Guna Paripurnaha. Shanti is peace. Shamam and Damam is control of your internal manas and your external indriyams. Shamam and Damam. But when I was writing a letter, unfortunately, I missed to write Shanta. It was my mistake. But the recipient received it. He looked at it. Shanta was missing. He became very, very furious. He came to me traveling 200 miles and he just dropped the letter on my face and told, "How is that you missed Shanta?" I replied to him, "This is the very reason why I missed Shanta. Looking at you, why should I add Shanta? You are Ashanta. Then how will I mention Shanta?" So it goes like, it is only in letter now. It is not in spirit at all. It is only in black and white where we write, Shanta Shamadamadi Ananta Kalyana Guna Paripurna Rai. But Parashara says, Apagata Madamanaihi Antimopaya Nishtaihi Adhikata Paramarthai Rathakamana Pekshaihi Nikhila Jana Sukhrutbhir Nirjita Krodhalopaihi Varavara Munivrittihi Astume Nitya Yoga. Let my company be with the Shishyas of Varavara Muni who are blessed with Apagata Madamana. They are not envious of anybody. They are not envious. They are not jealous of anybody. They neither have mother nor have mana. Apagata madamanaihi. So you can put yourself to a test. It's introspection. Are you Vaishnava? Vaishnavatam does not lie in Urdhapundra, Tulasi Malimala and Shankha Chakra Lanchana. I may have all this, but yet keep offending many. That's not Vaishnavatam at all. So the marks of a Vaishnava is said here. பயிலும் சுடருளி மூர்த்தியை பங்கைய கண்ணனை பயில இனிய நம் பார்க்கடல் சேர்ந்த பரமனை பயிலும் திருவுடையார் எவரேலும் அவர் கண்டீர் பயிலும் பிறப்பின தோறும் எம்மை ஆளும் பரமரே. ஆழ்வார் சேஸ் தட் லெட் ஹிம் பி பார்ன் எனி வேர், லெட் ஹிம் பி பிராட் அப் எனி வேர், லெட் ஹிம் பி பிலாங் டு எனி காஸ்ட், பட் இஸ் இ பக்தா நவ்? தட் மேட்டர்ஸ் டு மீ. ஹி மே பி எனிபடி, பட் ஹீஸ் மை மாஸ்டர். அடியார்ந்த வையமுண்டு ஆளிலை அன்னவசம் செய்யும் அம்மானை படி ஆதமில் குடவிப்படி எந்த பிராந்தனக்கடியார் அடியார் தம்மடியார் அடியார் தமக்கடியார் அடியார் தமடியார் அடியோங்களே. லெட் ஹிம் பி எனிபடி. ஹி மே பி எ சண்டாளா, ஹி மே பி நாட் அ பிராமின், டசன்ட் மேட்டர் அட் ஆல். தே ஆர் ஆல் ஈக்வல். திருமரு மார்வன் என்னை சிந்தையுள் திகழ வைத்து மருவிய மனத்தராகில் மாநில துயிர்களெல்லாம் வெறுவர கொன்னு சுட்டி தீட்டிய வினையரையலும் அருவனை பயண துய்யார் அரங்கமான அருளானே. ஒன் ஹூ வர்ஷிப்ஸ் யூ இஸ் நெவர் பார்ன் பேட், இஸ் நெவர் பார்ன் லோ, இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு ஆல். டிஃபரன்சஸ் ஆர் ஹியர் டு எக்ஸிஸ்ட், தே கெனாட் பி எரேஸ்ட், பட் டிஸ்கிரிமினேஷன் கேன் வெரி வெல் பி எரேஸ்ட். த ஒன்லி அண்டர்லைன் மஸ்ட் பி பக்தி, அண்ட் தட் டு பியூர் பக்தி. A Vishnu Bhakta is a pure Bhakta and he internalizes, he practices whatever he has learned. So all these were preached by Yama to his Kinkaras and that was very, very secret. Vadati Yama Kila Tasya Karanamule. If you shout, then Vishnu will misunderstand. There is something going on, brewing in this Yamapatna, let me clear it. So Yama will lose his job. There are already many losing now. Why should Yamadharma Raja lose his job even? At least let him be safe in his post. Now, having talked about this, let us further proceed and reach the next one. Now, after the Tritiyamsha in Vishnu Purana, Parashara Maharishi talks about the glorious Rama Parampara, that is Ikshvaku Parampara. There are in many, many adhyayams in the third Amsha, this Rishi Parashara, he deals in detail about Shraddha Karma. I am not going to mention them here, except for one simple fact that one needs to perform shraddha. That's very, very important. For the departed parents, we have to perform shraddhas, and the shastras direct us to do so. I'll give you the verse from shastra which directs us. It says that which in every year during the tithi of your parents, you need to perform that shraddha as well as offer bhojanam to all the other brahmanas. That is, every year when you perform shraddham, that does not suffice. Next day should be the tadiyaradhana karma. So it says that pitruvakya paripalanam jivato vakya karanat pratyabdham bhuri bhojanat gayayam pindapradanancha. So these three are the responsibilities, the duties of a putra. You know why we call him as a putra? Punnamno narakatu trayateti putraha. If I have a putra, he saves me from reaching a naraka called putu. Putu, name of a naraka. Trayate, he protects. As he is born, he protects me from reaching naraka. Punnamno narakatu trayateti putraha. But for him, I will reach naraka. This is what the shastra says. But I got a son, and a person grew him up. He nurtured him well. He gave him very good education. He was 25. He is taller than the father. But he comes to him, stands before the father and asks him, I think you could have given me better education. You went wrong in this aspects. But the father has almost lost his life bringing up the son. Now he comes and questions before him, standing taller than him. The father thought for a while, putu would have been better than this. Having he grew with me and I toiled so much to bring him up, but now he questions me. Instead, I need not have got this son at all. I would have happily gone to putu narakam. That would not be tougher than this son. So punnamno narakatu trayateti putra. Here is a putra who protects you. But that putra, being a putra, has some duties. The first duty is pratyabdham bhuri bhojanat. Every year one has to perform shraddham. Now, there is a misconception that once you perform gaya shraddham, you need not perform every year shraddham. It's wrong. No shastras mention about that. The shastra only say that pratyabdham bhuri bhojanat gayayam pinda pradanancha jivato vakya karanat. Perform pinda pradanam once in lifetime at least. Perform your annual shraddham, not your parents. Perform your annual shraddham regularly. Lastly, so these two are after your parents depart. As they have departed, I may even accept doing all this because they departed. Fine, they departed. Let me do at least all this. But when they are alive, should I do anything or not? Yes, you need to. First, you need to be with them to serve them. That's very, very important. You come to all your Vishnu Purana, your Bhagavad Gita, your Bhagavata, fine. But if you don't respect your parents and if you don't serve them, no Bhagavatam or Vishnu Puranam will come to your rescue. And they will only ditch us at the last moment. Bhagavan says, Matra Devo Bhava, Pitra Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atithi Devo Bhava. So it's the prime duty of a son or a daughter to first take care of their parents. That's very important. Today there are many old age homes in Bharat. They will come for donation, or they'll come for inauguration ceremony. Oh Swami, you must come to inaugurate this. Now I wonder, should I be happy hearing this news or should I feel sad about this? Both ways, no. I can't decide. I'm quite happy that something is happening to upkeep the old parents. But at the same time, this became a necessity because they were not taken care properly. But for that, there's no need for an old age home at all. We may think that old age homes are great. People are all quite happy. But they're not happy. Heart to heart, they are never happy. They are happy. Even if you don't feed them, even if you suffer from poverty, being with them, they will share your morsel of food. But they would not like to be left uncared for. So it is Pitruvakya Paripalana, the very mission of Rama's avatara. Rama incarnated to set that right. Yes, I am here to do what my parents told me to do. So we should also follow that. They may be somewhere, but do we have that tendency at least to serve them? Or do we miss them? Do we feel for them? Why am I so away from them? At least we are blessed with them. There are many people, when they lost their parents in Garbha, when they lost their parents when they were 3 or 4 years old, they lost their parents when they were 10 in their youth, before even they completed their studies. But there are many more who are blessed to have parents even during their Shatyabdha Buddhi. A person would be celebrating his 61st birthday. He would have his parents. He is a blessed one. But he would not have realized that. Unfortunately, many who long to maintain parents will not have them. They will lose them in very early age. But many who don't want to keep them, the parents would be alive till 90 or 100. Yes, they have to be alive. They must be along with us and I must serve them. That's very important. More than mata pita kaikaryam, nothing equals. Nothing else is important for us. You will know that, you will feel for it only when you don't have something. If you have that something, you will feel that I have everything. You won't feel the value of it. You won't realize the value. But if I don't have something, if I have robbed of that something, that is when it will ache. It will pain in your manas. So don't get into that problem at all. Serve your parents. That's very, very important. So Shraddha Karma every year and then after. But when they are alive, what to do? Just abide by their command. Obey to them. That is the third duty. Pratyabham Bhuri Bhojanat Gayayam Pinda Pradhanancha Jivato Vakya Karanat. So performance of Shraddha is very important. But you may question, why to a departed soul? He has already reached. Am I going to send him somewhere by performing Shraddha? You know, he is gone. Why should I perform now? I may happily rest. Why do Shraddha? Anyhow, he is gone. Yes, he is gone. You are not performing Shraddham to push him there. Nobody wants to do that. He is already gone. He is well settled. Then why do we perform? Because tomorrow I need to go to the same place. If not, then I am violating the command of Bhagavan. If I don't perform, I don't go to Shivaikuntham. If I need to go, I need to perform. So Shraddham, in fact, it was a slip of the tongue. I told you 5 minutes before that, perform your Shraddham. Yes, it is. Because I perform for me to go to Shivaikuntham tomorrow, not to send my parents to Shivaikuntham. They are already gone. If I do my duty properly, then that pleases Bhagavan. He reaches me to moksha. So it is for my benefit. If I don't, your kudumbam will be affected. Your family would get affected. There will be perennial disease in the family. We won't be able to identify the cause of all your problems at all. All these are because we don't perform the Shraddham properly. So your rice, your Amavasya Tarpanam, your lunar eclipse and solar eclipse, the Grahana Tarpanam, the Masa Pravesha Tarpanam, and the annual Shraddham for your Mata and Pita, all these are very important. So Parashara explains in detail with many, many adhyayas about the rules and regulations to perform Shraddha Karma. Then on, in the fourth Vamsha, he talks about the Ikshvaku Vamsha. Now he is talking about the Surya dynasty. In Surya dynasty, Manu Dharma, Manu son was Ikshvaku, and then on there were 35 glorious kings who ruled over Ayodhya. Ayodhya was their kingdom, the capital of their Ikshvaku kingdom. In Ayodhya, Rama was the 35th king, was the 35th emperor. Before Rama, Mandhata. Before Rama was Dasharatha. Before him was Ajamaharaja. Much before him was Kakutstha, Mandhata, Ambarisha, Amshuman, Dilipa, Asamanjas, Bhagiratha. You name them. They were all so glorious and unparalleled. Many charitrams were explained by Parashara Maharshi. Then on, he moves to Chandra Vamsha. Having explained in detail about Surya Vamsha, he also made a note. I am not detailing you, O Maitreya, because if you want to know more, kindly refer to Valmiki Ramayana. He said, why worry? Why take the pain of explaining? Even if I explain, I can't fill up 24,000 verses here. It's already there in Srimad Ramayana. If you want, the same was adopted by Shukacharya and Bhagavad Purana also. He was very short. He just abridged the whole Valmiki Ramayana into one adhyaya and gave it to Parikshit. Parikshit question, why are you shortening Ramakatha? Because it's already there. I need not lengthen it. It is there in detail. If you want, please refer to Adikavi. Please refer to the Adikavya Valmiki Ramayana. I am also going to follow the same path. If you want to know more about Rama, kindly refer to Valmiki Ramayana or call me once again for Ramayana. That's the only way. Anamitrasya putraha chinirnama abhavat tasyami satyaka satya satyaka satyakir yudhana parasvana abhijitah punarvasu tasyapyahukah putraha ahukicha kanya devavan upadevaha sahadevo devarakshita cha devakasya chatvaraha putraha. There was one king called Yayati. Yayati's son was Yadu. Yayati cursed Yadu to lose his kingdom. சோ யது மகாராஜா லாஸ்ட் காரனேஷன், பட்டாபிஷேகத்தை இழந்த குலம், தட்ஸ் வாஸ் யது குலம். யது குலா வாஸ் இன் சந்திரா டைனஸ்டி, இன் தி லீஜியன் ஆஃப் சந்திரா. பகவான் கிருஷ்ணா இன்கார்னேட்டட் இன் யது குலா, தட்ஸ் வை ஹி வாஸ் கால்ட் அஸ் அ யாதவ. பகவான் இஸ் அ யாதவ ஆஸ் ஹி வாஸ் பார்ன் இன் யது குலா, இன் யது மகாராஜாஸ் குலா. ஒன் கிங் பை நேம் ஆஹுகா ஹேட் டூ சன்ஸ், தேவகா அண்ட் உக்ரசேனா. உக்ரசேனா சன் வாஸ் கம்சா. தேவகா ஹேட் ஃபோர் சன்ஸ் அண்ட் செவன் டாட்டர்ஸ். தேவகாஸ் டாட்டர் வாஸ் தேவகி. தேவகி அண்ட் கம்சா வேர் கசன் பிரதர்ஸ் அண்ட் சிஸ்டர்ஸ். தேவர் த சன்ஸ் அண்ட் டாட்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் உக்ரசேனா அண்ட் தேவகா. தேவகி வாஸ் மேரிட், வாஸ் வெட்டட் டு வசுதேவா. நவ் லெட்ஸ் டாக் அபவுட் த லீனியேஜ் ஆஃப் வசுதேவா. தெர் இஸ் ஒன் கிங் கால்ட் சூரசேனா. சூரசேனா சன் வாஸ் வசுதேவா. வசுதேவா வாஸ் மேரிட் டு தேவகி. ஐ ஆல்ரெடி டோல்ட் யூ அபவுட் தட். வசுதேவா ஹேட் மெனி சிஸ்டர்ஸ். ஒன் சிஸ்டர் வாஸ் பிருதா. Her name was Pritha. But as he had many sons and daughters, the neighborhood king, he was called Kunti Deshati Raja. That Kunti Raja was a close associate. He was a close friend of Shurasena. He had no issues. So he came to Shurasena and pleaded with him, as you have many sons and daughters, why don't you give one, let me adopt them. He immediately, in those days, we are not talking about these days, in those days somehow he has given in adoption a girl child. Pritha was given as an adopted child to Kunti Desha Raja. Thus Pritha was known as Kunti. She, her name was not Kunti Devi. Her name was only Pritha Devi. But since she was given in adoption, she was known as Kunti Devi. Arjuna was the son of Kunti Devi, so he was called Kaunteya. Arjuna was the son of Pritha, the same Kunti Devi. Kunti Devi and Pritha are one and the same. So he was called as Partha. Partha's charioteer is Partha Sarathi. So Bhagavan Gitacharya is known as Partha Sarathi. As he drove the chariot, as he was the charioteer of Partha, Partha because he was the son of Pritha, and he was known as Kaunteya because she was Kunti. Kunti's son was Kaunteya, Partha's son, Pritha's son was Partha. One aunt's son was Arjuna. So Krishna's father was Vasudeva. Vasudeva's sister was Pritha. Pritha's son was Arjuna. So one aunt's son is Arjuna. Another aunt was Shruta Kirti. Shruta. Another aunt was Shruta Shrava. The Shruta Sava was wedded to Dhamagosha, Chedidesha Raja. This Dhamagosha and Shruta Deva's son was Shishupala. So another aunt's son to Krishna was Shishupala. See the similarity now. One aunt's son is Arjuna, who was an ardent disciple, who was a very, very intimate friend of Krishna. Another one was dead against Krishna. So not because that I am related to Krishna, I would be pious. I am pious because I want to be pious. I need to conduct myself not by my mirth. Kert Paul, Shavishudu, Kert May, Vashapakile, Vayan, Shert Paul, Padam Pahavan, Shishupalan. The Shishupalan is not an enemy today. He has been an enemy for many, many births and incarnations. Kert Paul, Padam Pahavan, Shishupalan. So this is the lineage about Krishna. Then further, Parashara explains about the birth of Krishna. Krishna avatara is very glorious to listen to even. How was Krishna born? Why was he born? The purpose of his birth was paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge, to upkeep dharma, to re-establish dharma, to kill the wicked and to protect the pious, to protect the noble. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge drinam kratitas sarvo bhavata vamsha vistarah vamshanucharitam chaiva yathavad anuvarnitam amshavataro brahmarshe yoham yadukulodbhavah. Now I am prepared, I am waiting eagerly to listen about the glorious story of Krishna from your mouth. ஹோ ரிஷி பராசர, கேன் யூ எலாபரேட் ஆன் த இன்கார்னேஷன் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா? சகாரயானி கர்மாணி பகவான் புருஷோத்தமஹ அம்சானே அவதீர்ஜோர்வியாம் தத்ர தானி முனே வத. மைத்ரேய ஸ்ரூயதாம் ஏதத் யத் பிருஷ்டோஹம் இஹ த்வயா. யூ ஆர் க்வெஸ்சனிங் மெனி, லெட் மீ ஆன்சர் ஆஸ் மச் அஸ் பாசிபிள். யூ ஆர் ஆஸ்கிங், யூ ஆர் மேக்கிங் மீ டெல் அபவுட் கிருஷ்ணாவதாரா, விச் நோ ஹியூமன் பீயிங் கேன். ஐ ஆம் நாட் கேப்பபிள் எனப் to talk completely in totality about Krishna avatara, but still let me try. Devakasya sutam purvam vasudevo mahamune upayeme mahabhagam devakim devatopamam Devaki was equal to any devata. Vasudeva married Devaki. Vasudeva and Devaki were driven in a chariot by Kamsa. Kamsa's sister was Devaki. Devaki and Vasudeva got married. On the same day, he was driving in a chariot through the streets of Mathura Nagara. Mathura Nama Nagari, Punya Papahari Shubha. Mathura is a glorious place in Uttar Pradesh. I hope you had the chance to visit that earlier. If you don't have, kindly make it. Don't miss that at all. The purpose of our birth should be to visit Mathura Nagara, Dwaraka, Vrindavana, Gokula, Nandagrama, Kamyavana, Govardhana, all those holy places where Krishna has gone round and round with his tiny feet and his grown-up feet. So he, from the age of 1 to 10, has gone around that place. You would have heard about Parikrama. This is the right month for Parikrama in Vrindavana. This month, you will find millions of people thronging Vrindavana. Govardhano Girivaraha, Yamuna Nadisa, Vrindavanam cha Madhuracha Puri Purani, Adhyapihanta Sulabhah Kritinam Jananam, Yete Bhavat Charanachara Jusha Pradeshaha. Puresha says that, Achinvatah Kusumamangri Saroruhante, Yebhejire Vanaspatayo Latava. O Bhagavan Krishna, I am not born with you. I am not your contemporary. Krishna asks him, so what? You are not my contemporary. So what? What's your problem? I am released of this material world by the sambandham of your feet, by the sambandham of the flora and fauna that are in Vrindavana. Now that I was not in your age, I don't have the sambandham, the relationship with the flora or fauna, with the plant on which you tread, with the plant which you touched, with all the cows which you touched, the cows which you nurtured. I have not have that darshan at all. How will I get liberated now? He himself came up with a solution. He says, if I go to Vrindavan today, certainly the granddaughter or grandson of that plant will still be there. That plant won't be there. Those trees would not be there. But still, adunode peram peti, kollu peram kollu peti, great, 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 grandson or great, 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 granddaughter would be there. Let me get related to them. Even by a touch of them, I'll be liberated. So Vrindavana is so glorious for Bhakti Shastra. If you stay there for a while, you are sure to have Bhakti. Even in a very barren land, Bhakti will sprout. That's the greatness of Vrindavana. Athantarikshe vaguchaihi kamsamam abhashya sadaram. Megha gambhira nirghosham samabhashyedam abravid. Yametam vahase mudha sahabhartra rathesthitam. Asyastava ashtamo garbhah pranan apaharishyati. When Kamsa was driving them in a chariot, suddenly an Akashavani was heard. The Akashavani said, oh idiot, the son, the eighth son who would be born to this couple is going to be your killer. You are not aware of it. Now be aware of it. Take action immediately. Immediately Kamsa frowned on them. He was furious. He drew his sword and went to kill Devaki instantly. But Vasudeva pleaded to Kamsa. He said, Adyava, Abda Shatanteva, be it today or 10 years later or 100 years later, someday or other we are going to be killed. We are going to die. Maybe you will die of fire or wind or water or sword, but we are sure to die on a day. Then why kill? Don't add more to your papams. If you kill that girl today, you have 3 papams. 1, killing a woman. 2, on a marriage day. 3, a sister. So you have 3 problems now. Don't add 3 treacherous papams to your account. He thought for a while, but your son is going to kill me. What to do? Which is an answer to it? He said, every son is born, I will offer it to him. You can take a decision. If you want to keep, you keep. Or if you want to kill that son, you kill. But don't kill Devaki. Devaki is not your killer. It's only the son of Devaki who is going to kill you. So can you spare Devaki? Kamsa thought, I already have too many papams, let me not add more. So he left. He spared Devaki. But he didn't spare them to go scot-free. Immediately he imprisoned them. Even today you go to Mathura Nagara, you can see that prison where Krishna ka janma bhoomi hai. Ab bhi hai, aaj bhi hai, kal bhi hoga, sahasra varshon ko bhi hoga. Whatever you see, even for thousands and millions of years, it's there to exist. Anybody can invade. Anybody can just loot whatever they want to. But still, Krishna or Rama cannot be removed from the minds, from the pure minds of their bhaktas. Physical structures can be damaged, but not the memories of Krishna. He remains in the memories. Moreover, Vishnu Purana or Bhagavata Mahapurana can never be damaged. You can damage brick and mortar. You can damage granite stones. You can do anything. But Bhagavan is not in brick and mortar. He is not in buildings. He is in the minds of his devotees. He is in the passages of Bhagavata Purana and all those Puranas. So when you go to Mathura, please have darshan of Krishna ka Janma Bhumi. Sit there for a while. Don't talk. Think that this is the holy place where Krishna took birth. When he took birth, there was none to announce that even. When I get a son, I am so happy that I start distributing sweets. Can Devaki do that? She cannot afford to do that. If she does that, the first message would be to Kamsa. So she dare not do that. She was so afraid of Kamsa. So Krishna took birth in that prison. Ityakarnya samutpathya khangam kamso mahabalaha devakim hantu marabthaha vasudevo abravididam tathetyaha tatah kamsaha vasudevam dvijottama etasminneva kaletu bhuribhavava pidita jagama dharani merau samajam tridivaukasam. When this happened here, something else happened simultaneously. All the devas who were really chased away by Kamsa, who could not bear the brunt of Kamsa, went to Brahma and pleaded to him, "You are my protector, why don't you protect us?" Brahma said, "Let's all go to the universal savior. Go stand before Kshirabdinatha, the ocean of milk." They all started pleading to Bhagavan. Kala nemir hato yosau Vishnuna prabhavishnuna ugrasena sutah kamsah sambhutasya mahasurah tathanyecha mahavirya drupanam bhavaneshu cha tadagachadagachhamah kshirabdhe tatamuttamam aham bhavo bhavantascha sarve narayanaatmakah. All of us, let us resort to Narayana. Narayana was in his reclining posture with a smiling beautiful face. He was along with Sri Mahalakshmi and Bhudevinachyar when all the devas approached. They went and pleaded to Bhagavan, "There is time. This is the time now for you to incarnate. You made a statement in Gita, he is yet to, but I am making this statement now because Krishna is yet to incarnate. After he incarnated, he preached Gita. In Gita he says that yada yada hi dharmasya glanit bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyagan. I take birth, I incarnate myself whenever there is damage done to dharma. When dharma's head is held high, I don't take birth at all. When it bows down, I need to take birth. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanit bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya. When adharma puts up its ugly face, I take birth, I incarnate. So Krishna avatara is yet to happen, but the statement is true to any avatara. Even though Krishna has confirmed it in a statement, the same is the purpose and the time for Narasimha avatara, Varaha avatara, Vamana avatara. The final statement was only Bhagavad Gita. So everyone was waiting for Bhagavan to incarnate. Shrunopyakarna paripashyati tamaksha tam achaksharupo bahurooparupah. Oh Bhagavan, you are not seeable, you are not hearable, you are not touchable, you are not smellable, you are not tasteable. We know that. But now is the time for you to incarnate physically. Unless you do that, we cannot bear the brunt of Kamsa. Can you help us? Bhagavan immediately appeared before them. Now I would accede to your request. I would take birth. Immediately, Bhagavan plucked two pieces of hair from his head and threw it down. Parashara says, Evam samstuya manastu Bhagavan Parameshwara Ujjahara Atmanah Keshav Sitakrishnav Mahamune Vachachasuranetav Matkeshav Vasudhatale Avatirya Bhuvo Bhara Kleshahanim Karishyata Sita Krishnav Mahamune Keshav. Keshav is Dvitiya Vachana, Dvivachana. Dvivachana is singular, dual and plural. In Sanskrit you have singular, dual. It talks about two persons or two things. Then anything more than two is plural. That is Bahuvachana. Keshav Ramah, Ramau Ramah. Krishnah, Krishnav Krishnah. Here it is Keshav. So Dvivachana Prayoga. He plucked two and he dropped. One was fair, it was white, it had turned white, and the other was dark. So the dark hair would incarnate as Krishna, the white hair would incarnate as Balarama. So both would incarnate here. Vachachasuraneto matkeshav vasudhatale avatirya bhuvo bhara kleshahanim karishyata vasudevasya yapatni devaki devatopama tatra ayam ashtamo garbhah matkesho bhavitasurah hiranyakashipoho putrashvapangama iti vishrutah vishnu prayuktastan nidra kramat bharyan ayojayat. Every child was born. The first child was born. వసుదేవ హాస్ అక్సెప్టెడ్ ఆఫర్డ్ ఇట్ టు కంస. కంస వాస్ అబౌట్ టు కిల్ దట్ చైల్డ్. వసుదేవ ప్లీడెడ్, ఇట్స్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ద ఎయిత్ చైల్డ్ దట్ వుడ్ కిల్ యూ. వై డు యూ కిల్ ద ఫస్ట్ చైల్డ్? శిశు హత్య ఇస్ అ బిగ్ పాపం, డోంట్ కమిట్ దట్. కంస థాట్ అండ్ సెడ్, yes, it's going to be only the eighth garbha. Why should I kill and add to my papam? He returned the child. Vasudeva was coming back with the child, but he didn't feel happy at all, because he knew any word by a wicked person cannot be held. He may say so now, he may immediately change his mind. It's like a monkey's mind. Whatever he thought happened immediately. Narada Bhagavan visited Kamsa. He asked him, why did you return the child? He need not have, but he wantedly asked Kamsa, why did you return? As Vasudeva pleaded to me that he would give the eighth child, I returned. How do you know? Every year she is going to be pregnant. Every year she is going to deliver a child. You can't find or differentiate between those children. They will all be in a queue, in a row. If they say that this is eighth and offer you the sixth, what would happen? I think you are hoodwinked. The problem is, Kamsa, the devas have together plotted and cheated you. That's how you returned the first child. They are going to tell that the eighth child, they will hide the eighth child and name the sixth child as the eighth and give you. Every child has only 1 year difference. So you won't be able to identify them. You had it. Immediately Kamsa called for the first child. He called back, Makkal aruvarai kallira motha chikkana thonniya Bhagavan. Makkal aruvarai kallira motha. He smashed that child in a stone and killed it. And six children were killed, not one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All six were killed. Now is the seventh Garbha. That seventh Garbha was Balarama, known as Sankarsana. When Devaki had conceived for the seventh time, Bhagavan orders to his Yodamaya, his Shakti, his Anmol Shakti and an unparalleled Shakti. He orders to Yogamaya, Yogamaya, I am going to give you two important jobs. Can you complete it? Yogamaya accepted. One job is, remove the Garbha from Devaki's womb. Take it across Yamuna river. You find Rohini, another wife of Vasudeva. Place it in her womb. So this fetus was removed and placed in another womb. Karshana is drawing. Sankarsana is powerful drawing. Bhagavan Balarama is known as Sankarsana because he was drawn from one Garbha and placed in another Garbha. So he was called as Sankarsana. That's how he became the son of Rohini Devi. This is for the seventh. Then Yogamaya questions Krishna, what would happen for the count? Someone has to give the count to Kamsa. He will ask, where is the seventh? Doesn't matter. In those days, you can tell that it got aborted. Nothing wrong. So the seventh got aborted. What happens to the eighth? When Bhagavan was the eighth conception, when he was in the, as the eighth Garbha, the second duty to Yogamaya, Yogamaya would be born as a female child to Yashoda. Yashoda would give birth to Yogamaya. Vasudeva would carry Krishna across Yamuna, would place Krishna by the side of the sleeping Yashoda, unconscious Yashoda, and would take the female child and cross Yamuna back and keep the female child and offer it as the eighth child, which happened. Kamsa wanted to kill that eighth female child. Immediately Yogamaya sprang up. She flew up and said, oh Mudha, I am not going to be your killer. I am not your killer. Your killer is quite safe across. If you are capable enough, go in search of him. If you can kill him, don't kill me. So Yogamaya escaped. So these were the duties accomplished, done by Yogamaya. Let me go through the verses now. Prakritistvam parasukshma brahmagarma bhavatpura tato vani jagatthatuhu vedagarbhasi shobhane srijyaswarupa garbhasi srittibhuta sanatane uruti tathokila jagatpadma bodhaya achyutabhanuna devaki purvasandhyayam avibhutam mahatmana phullendi phulla indivara patrabham chaturbhakum udikshatam అర్ధరాత్రే అఖిలాధారే జాయమానే జనార్దనే శీవత్సవక్షసం జాతం తుష్టావ అనకదుంధుభిః విజ్ఞాపయామాస తదా కంసా భీతో దుజోత్తమ. వసుదేవ ఉవాచ, జాతోసి దేవదేవేశ శంఖచక్ర దగదాధర దివ్యరూపమిదం దేవ ప్రసాదేన ఉపసంహర అద్దేవదేవ కంసోయం కురుతే మమ ఘాతనం అవతీర్ణ ఇది జ్ఞాత్వా తామస్మిన్ మమ మందిరే. ఓ కృష్ణ, all the devas pleaded to Sriman Narayana. Narayana decided to incarnate. Vendi thevar irakka vandi pirandadum veengirulvai poondu annavalambappo yangor aikkulam pukkadum காண்டலின்னி வளர்ந்து கஞ்சனை துஞ்ச வஞ்சம் செய்ததும் ஈண்டு நான் அலத்தப் பெற்றேன் எனக்கென்ன இகல் உலகே. நம்மாழ்வாரின் திருவாய்மொழி சேஸ் தட் ஆல் த தேவாஸ் பிளீடட் டு கிருஷ்ணா, கிருஷ்ணா டிசைடட் டு இன்கார்னேட். He waited for the right time. It was night. It was dark night. It was Ashtami Tithi in the month of Avani, in the nakshatra asterism of Rohini. Devaki Purva Sandhyayam Avirbhutam Mahatmana. When the night was calm, when all the trees were still waiting for the birth of Krishna, when the moon was glowing, when things were all chill, when all the nadis were simply flowing without any turbulence, they were very, very tame, they were very peaceful. The Dhanis were carrying flowers to offer to Perumal, pleading him to incarnate. All the animals were waiting. There were trumpets and bheri vadyams and devastris, Rambha, Urvashi, Tilottama, Menaka, who stopped to dance, who stopped to sing. They were all expecting one gentleman, one human being to take birth. But he was not that human being. He was Paramatma who was incarnating as a human being. He was not a human being. He was not a manushya. Alvar says that, O Bhagavan, Mahanurvar kallatha mameni vannan. You are not a Mahan. You are not a putra to anyone. Bhagavan has the unique advantage of choosing his parents. Can we do that? We can't. Can our parent choose us? At least the other way around. If that is possible, they would not have chosen us at all. That is for sure. If my parents had that option, that choice, they would certainly not choose me. There was only one parent who did it for, he wanted to do it for 7 more times. It was Dasharatha to Rama. So Dasharatha, he pleads to Rama, Ninnaye mahanaha perapiruven yelveruppum nedunthol vende. If at all I have a choice, I want you, you must be my son and I must be your father for 7 more generations. Yandappamo jaramata. We will not have that opportunity at all. But if you are a proper son, if you can get that certificate from your parent, nothing can equal it. No university certificate can equal that. If your parents accept that, yes, in the next birth you can be my son or daughter, that's it. You have won that. But that's very, very difficult to win over. But Krishna, he chose his parents as Vasudeva and Devaki. He was about to be born. Pullendivara Patrabham Chaturbhaku Mudiksha. In Bhagavata Mahapuranam, Shukacharya, he tells to Parikshit, here was Bhagavan, Tamadbhutam Balakam Ambujekshanam, Vasudeva Aikshata, Shankagadar Yudhayudham. When Krishna incarnated, he was not just a human infant. Instead, he was so glorious, glittering with all the holy ornaments, with all the divine weapons, with all his due glory. Bhagavan just incarnated as Narayana himself. But looking at him, Vasudeva could not believe his eyes. Who am I and how am I blessed with this child? But after all this, after Vasudeva carried Krishna and carried back the girl child, Krishna made Vasudeva forget everything. He knew it now, but he was made to forget by Krishna. But for this, he would have propagated and tom-tommed this to everyone. So Krishna did not want that to happen. If so, then he can't enjoy his life here. He wanted to enjoy along with human beings. So he sought with that, Vasudeva forgets everything that he saw. Jatosi Deva Devesha Shankha Chakra Gadadhara. O Gadadhara, you bear the Shankha and Chakra. Jatosi, you are born. Divya Rupam Idam Deva Prasadena Upasamhara. Can you shrink your Rupa? You are so glorious. You are divine. But this cannot happen. The message will immediately reach Kamsa. Can you reduce yourself? Be an ignorant child. Be an infant. Bhagavan immediately obeyed. Parashara Bhatta was often fond of Rama, not of Krishna. There are many supporters of Krishna and many more for Rama. There is an argument, healthy argument between them. It's a healthy criticism or a healthy competition. They compete. They say Rama is superior. No, Krishna is superior. Krishna lied. Krishna cheated. Krishna robbed. Whereas Rama didn't do anything. This is the argument of all Rama Shishyas. Whereas Krishna Shishya say that, you don't know to lead a life at all. You ever cry, you weep, you lose kingdom, you lose your wife, you had only one wife. You couldn't protect that wife too. Whereas Krishna had 16,108, he had no problems. He was with them for all. Forever he was with them. Rama had only one wife and he could not protect that wife too. So this is a healthy argument. Not that both Rama and Krishna are the incarnation of the same Narayana. So it's only an anubhavam. There's nothing more. There's no competition at all. Is Rama the putra or Krishna the putra? Who's the putra?
I gave the definition now. One who obeys his parents is a putra. Did Rama obey or Krishna obey? Rama is known. He made Valmiki write that. That is what he achieved. Whether he paid something to Valmiki or not, he made Valmiki to write 24,000 slokas. That Rama is the putra. He is known for Pitruvakya Paripalana. But our Purvacharya say that Rama obeyed his parents at the age of 25. Right? Because if Rama was 25 when he went exile. That was when Dasharatha ordered him to go to the forest. Whereas Krishna is just born now. He is yet to turn one. Not one day, not one year. He is yet to turn one day. Vasudeva pleased to Krishna, shrink yourself, Krishna obeys. So, if a child obeys his parent on day one, is he the putra? Or at the age of 25, if he obeys, is he the putra? Not Rama, it's only Krishna. During Krishnatami, Gokulatami day, you cook many bhakshanams. You offer many sweets, savories to Perumal. You know, what do we cook for Ramanavami? It is neer mor panaham, which is very, very thin, watery buttermilk and a sweet water. Neer mor and panakam. Why so? See, Krishna was great. So we cook 20 or 30 sweets. But Rama's disciples won't keep quiet. They will also argue. They would say that a person who already has everything need not celebrate. You don't have, you need to celebrate. Yaar illayo illadavan dhane kondadikanam. இருக்கிறவர் கொண்டாடிக்க வேண்டிய தேவையே கிடையாது. இஃப் ஐ ஹாவ் எவ்ரி திங் ஐ வோன்ட் ஷோ ஆஃப். இஃப் ஐ ஹாவ் நத்திங், இஃப் ஐ கெட் சம்திங் டுடே ஐ வில் ஷோ ஆஃப். இஸ் இட் நாட்? கிருஷ்ணா டிட் நாட் கெட் காரனேட்டட் அட் ஆல். சோ யூ நீட் டு என்ஜாய், யூ நீட் டு செலிபிரேட், யூ நீட் டு குக். ராம வாஸ் எவர் த எம்பரர், சோ தெர் இஸ் நோ நீட் டு செலிபிரேட் அட் ஆல். வெதர் யூ லைக் திஸ் ஆர் தட், ஃபைனலி தே ஆர் ஆல் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். ஜாதோசி தேவ தேவேஷ சங்க சக்கர கதாதர அத்தி தேவ கம்சோயம் குருதே மம சாதனம். ஸ்ரீ பகவான் உவாச்ச, ஸ்துதோஹம் யஸ்த்வயா பூர்வம் புத்ரார்த்தின்யா தததியதே சஃபலம் தேவி சஞ்சாதம் ஜாதோஹம் யத் தவோதராத். ஸ்ரீ பராசரஹ உவாச்ச, இத்யுக்த்வா பகவான் ஸ்தூஷ்ணீம் பபூவ முனிசத்தம வசுதேவோபி தம் ராத்ரா வாதாய ப்ரயயௌ பஹிஹி. Krishna orders Vasudeva, you can carry me on your head top. You place me on the other bank of river Yamuna. One side of Ramana, one bank of Yamuna is Mathura. The other side is Gokula. So Vasudeva carried Krishna on his top. He carried on his head. But Yamuna Devi, she was rising. She was very rageous. She raised and touched the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna was inside the basket. But he was already very plumpy. He could not be placed inside the basket. சில சமயங்களும் குழந்தையோட உள்ள அடைக்கணும். அதை போல இந்த கூடைக்குள்ள வச்சு அடைச்சா கூட his feet was hanging out. Yamuna Devi was rising. She slowly rose and finally she started receding. Then Vasudeva Vahan Krishnam Kamsamatra Janumatrodakau Yayau. Vasudeva Vahan Krishnam, when Vasudeva was carrying Krishna on his head, Janumatrodakau Yayau, Yamuna receded and became knee deep to Vasudeva so that she can cross happily. But why can't she show that initially? She didn't do that initially. She was rising and touched the feet. She did it because she wanted to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. If she had remained knee deep to Vasudeva, she could not have touched the feet of Krishna. So she rose. She touched. Having touched, you know what happens? If you touch his lotus feet, you lose ahankara. Yamuna lost ahankara, she receded. If you don't touch his lotus feet, you are ever an ahankari. So it is for us to go and surrender to him. So she touched and she receded. Vasudeva carried Krishna, placed him on the other side, carried that girl child back and kept it inside till that time. All the gates were open. All the guards, all the soldiers were asleep. Now the girl child returned, it started crying, immediately all woke up. They went and told Kamsa, here is our eighth child, which is a girl child. Kamsa thought, I think these devas are totally confused now. They told me, they passed me the message that the eighth garbha would kill. Will a female child kill me? Either this Devendra is wrong or he is trying to cheat me. Either of the two, let me kill the girl child. This happened here. And that girl child was Yogamaya. Yogamaya could not be killed. She escaped and gave the communication to Kamsa that your killer is on the other side. He is happy. But the unfortunate thing with Krishna and with Vasudeva was they could not even announce the birth of Krishna. They could not distribute any sweet, which we do. We common people, we very mean people are able to do that. We are able to enjoy and celebrate our birth. But Bhagavan was not able to do that. Instead, the whole Gokula rejoiced. Nothing was possible in Mathura Nagara. Mathura Nagara had the opportunity of giving birth to Krishna, but lost to retain it. Instead, Gokula never gave birth, but it was blessed. There will be many people who are wealthy, but they can't enjoy food. But taking from them, I can enjoy food. ஏன்னா நல்ல பணக்காரராக இருப்பார், அவருக்கு டயபெட்டிக்ஸ் இருக்கும், அவரால் சாப்பிடவே முடியாது, அவர் சம்பாதிச்சு வச்சு நான் சாப்பிட்டுருப்பேன் அப்படின்னு இருந்தா, இட்ஸ் தேர்ஸ் நோ பாயிண்ட் இன் யூ பிகமிங் வெல்தி, யூ பீயிங் வெல்தி, யூ மஸ்ட் பி ஏபிள் டு ரீடைன் அண்ட் என்ஜாய் த சேம் டு. மதுரா நகரா குட் நாட் ரீடைன். மெனி திங்ஸ் ஆர் இன்வென்டட் இன் இண்டியா, பட் அதர் கண்ட்ரீஸ் என்ஜாய். சிமிலர்லி Mathura was the birthplace for Krishna, but she could not enjoy Krishna. She gave it to Gokula. Gokula rejoiced. Vannamadangal shool Thirukkottiyur Kannan Keshavan Nambi Pirandinil Ennai Shunnam Ediradhiru Thuvida Kannan Muttam Kalandalaraiche. Everyone was happy. They were moved. They queued to have the darshan of Krishna. Let they all stand in the queue throughout the night. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. we will have the concluding session with the 5th amsha and the 6th amsha of Sri Vishnu Purana. So we have seen up to the birth of Krishna. Now, the past names of Krishna and the last chapter in Vishnu Purana is for